can have all this world, but give me Jesus, I think we're done for the day. I mean, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus. It doesn't get any better than that. Yesterday, my grandmother celebrated her 93rd birthday. And when my father and I called her and he prayed with her, she had two pastors on the phone, he said, "What is it that you want us to pray for?" And she said, "Many, many, many more years." And all I could think of is, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, as we sing our praises to you, as we gather in our worship space at home, in our cars, right here in the sanctuary, we ask that you give us Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you give us Jesus so that we may deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow you. We ask these things, O God, because we trust and obey you. We ask these things, O God, for your grace and your mercy abound, and your love is everywhere. Give us Jesus, oh God, as we walk this journey of Lent. We love you. We are your children. May this moment and may our worship be pleasing unto you. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's children said, amen, amen. Give me Jesus. I was not expecting that profound Holy Spirit moment. So thank you as we usher in the Spirit of God. You know, on this second Sunday of Lent, a season of 40 days structured to remember in all its fullness the journey of Jesus to the cross, I have to admit up front, today's passage is a troublesome one. This text message has very little to do with the complicated theology or because it is hard to understand. I find this passage troublesome because its message is very clear. It is a passage that bears the words of suffering and rejection, scolding and sternness, correction and Satan, and that's only in the first three verses. I mean, quite frankly, it's hard to talk about these things that we see within our communities, that we may be experiencing within our families, that we see across our global connection, within documentaries, within our neighbors. It's hard to talk about these things. And today's text challenges each of us. It challenges us to reflect on what it means to rend, to tear out the things that hinder us from serving God. All I want to do is stand here and say, give me Jesus, and hope that all will be well. But give me Jesus means that Jesus walks with us in the midst of all that we go through. I admit, denying oneself, taking up your cross and following Jesus is not an easy or a simple process. Nor is it something that we can do all at once and forget about it. This is a journey. People have said often, We walk a lot with Christ, yeah? Because we can't run. This is a lifelong process. Saints, this day, we are invited to lean into the promises of the kingdom of God here on earth, daily embracing the joy of this life in our faith, daily embracing who God is calling us to be in this moment, daily embracing being authentic with God. So I ask you, as I sometimes do, what does it mean to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ? What does it mean to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ? In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus and his disciples have just experienced a decisive moment when Peter acknowledges that Jesus is indeed the Messiah, the promised deliverer who is fulfilling the Old Testament prophecy. And we find ourselves in the midst of Jesus teaching the disciples, and then he calls the crowd together. And he says to them in verse 34, all who want to come after me must say no to themselves or deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me. Do y'all want to walk through that? Because I want to go home. It's a hard passage for us to look at. And I warned you, but I invite you to sit and ponder with me verse 34. First of all, this verse reads less like an invitation and more like a commandment with lots of movement. Deny, take up, follow. And the Gospel of Luke takes this similar passage to a whole nother realm. He says he wants to throw in the word daily. So deny yourself daily, take up your cross daily, and follow Christ daily. So often this passage, it just hinders and stays on the cross, centered around the cross. We can go to just about any outlet and purchase a cross because the cross today is about hope and resurrection. But when Jesus was speaking to the crowd, the cross to that crowd meant suffering and death. So as we sit with verse 34, we are in this in-between space of deny, take up, and follow with suffering and hope on the other side. See, during Lent, we set out to deny ourselves of chocolate and social media, alcohol, potty mouths, whatever the case may be, coffee for some of us, but as Ashley and I said, not for us. We deny ourselves, and it is hard. Perhaps you've heard the story of the two young sisters who came downstairs for breakfast on a Saturday morning, and their father was cooking pancakes. As their dad began to pull the pancakes off the griddle, the sisters began to argue about who was going to eat first. Their father seizes this teachable moment and says, "Now, girls, what would Jesus say if he were here?" They stopped and looked a little confused, and then their father says, "Jesus would say, 'My sister, you have the first pancake. I will wait.'" After a long pause, the older sister looks at the younger sister and says, "Hey, Sarah, you be Jesus today." See, in my household, as the only girl, Jesus was on my side because my parents made sure I always ate first. Self-denial is not easy. denying oneself daily means that sometimes we need to put others first. It doesn't mean that you will be deprived of joy and happiness. Rather, it means that you will be fulfilled with joy and happiness through your commitment to Jesus Christ. Denying oneself means putting your hands, putting yourself, putting your well-being in the hands of God every single day. At all times, no matter where God's hands might lead you, no matter where God's hands might lead us, when we deny ourselves, we allow God to take over. Perhaps denying yourselves means daily just saying yes to God. Yes. Yes, I will go. Yes, I will serve. Yes, I will give. Denying yourself. Rend your hearts, O people of God, and proclaim the promise of the good news that is here and now. I don't know about you, but some days I have a very difficult time trusting in God when I cannot see the outcome. Confession. Do you feel the same way at times? Deny, take up, and follow, for Christ is with us. I don't know if you notice this, but Jesus never asked any of his followers in the biblical text to do anything he wouldn't do himself. As he is speaking to the crowd, he understood the implications of saying, take up your cross. See, I have often witnessed the phrase, this is my cross to bear. And I have heard well-meaning people respond to a friend or a loved one who is going through an adversity or who is going through a challenge say, this is your cross to bear. Have you heard people say that before? But as we sit in verse 34, denying ourselves in order to follow Jesus, we also embark upon this taking up your cross motif. But before we define the cross, it is through God's grace that we first acknowledge that we are cross bearers. Truck drivers drive trucks. Dishwashers wash dishes. When we take up our cross, when we bear the cross, we are cross bearers. See, a cross bearer is an act of love. I'm going to say that one more time. A cross bearer is an act of love because of your commitment to Jesus Christ. A cross bearer is a person who volunteers, who makes the choice, who comes forward, who signs up, who takes the initiative to daily seize the opportunity with new mercies and grace, because we don't always get it right, to take up compassion and justice and love and peace and forgiveness and reconciliation, service and generosity, wholeness and purity. A cross bearer takes on evil in all the ways that it shows up in our lives and in our community, just like Jesus did. He did this as he performed miracles, as he fed the hungry, and as he healed the sick. See, taking up our cross, being a cross bearer, means we are making a choice. Saints, I've heard more about suffering on the cross than I have heard about the liberation of the cross. See, the crowd and the disciples knew and understood the implications of what it meant to follow Jesus, especially with this cross imagery. See, today we also hold in prayer those who continue to suffer in our world for Jesus Christ. But this day, this cross represents hope, strength, faith, love, and the grace from God to endure all life's challenges. Deny, take up, and follow. If you're afflicted with something that is out of your control, you voluntarily take up the cross and follow Jesus. See, your cross to take up, hear me very closely, is not the cancer diagnosis of you or a loved one. Your cross to take up is the strength and the energy to endure the journey ahead. The cross to take up is not about being a widow or a widower. Your cross to take up is the faith to acknowledge that you are not alone. Your cross to take up is not living in grief or mourning because the loved one has passed. Your cross to take up is the grace of God to keep on living as you mourn your loved one. We have to understand, even when our hearts are broken, even when we cannot see tomorrow, the cross is about the strength that God is giving us to keep moving forward. The cross we take up, the cross we bear, the cross of Christ is the resurrection and the hope that we carry through suffering and loss, changes and transformation. So in these days to come, we may not fully understand the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. But every day, as cross bearers, we say yes to God by denying ourselves. We take up the strength of God, the love of God, and the grace of God. This is our cross. And we do it voluntarily because we desire to follow Jesus wherever he may take us. This may mean leading in an unexpected way, giving generously and graciously, serving in an unexpected area of ministry or within the community, learning something new. Deny, take up, and follow. It's a movement and an action. People of God, we're being called to say yes daily. We are being called to take up this strength of God daily. We're being called to fight justice and personal challenges daily. We are being called to pray for peace as we follow Jesus daily wherever we may go. Cross bearing is an act of love. Some of y'all have been in love, and it's not easy all the time. But when we say yes to Jesus, when we trust and obey Jesus, Jesus will lead us into the place where we will continue to make a difference in our world as cross bearers. Jesus says in verse 35, all who want to save their lives will lose them. But all who lose their lives because of me and because of the good news will save them. Why would people gain the whole world but lose their lives? What will people give in exchange for their lives? A yes. That's what we're giving in exchange for our life. A yes as a cross bearer. So as I close, and our ensemble comes up, I want you all to say, I am a cross bearer. I am a cross bearer. So cross bearers, hear these words out of 1 Corinthians, the love passage, where I substitute cross bearing for the word love. Cross-bearing is patient. Cross-bearing is kind. Cross-bearing isn't jealous. Cross-bearing doesn't brag. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't seek its own advantage. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep a record of complaints. It isn't happy with injustice, but is happy with the truth. Cross-bearing puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes in all things, endures all things, and cross-bearing in Christ never fails. So, people of God, as you rend your hearts to the one who gave us all, and as you proclaim the promise, for God is with us, make sure that daily we say yes to God. Daily we deny ourselves. Daily we take up that strength. Daily we take up that courage. Daily we take up that faith. And daily we follow Jesus. Give me Jesus, so I can serve the way God has called us to serve and to give and to make this world kingdom on earth. God's kingdom on earth. Cross-bearing trusts all things, puts up with all things, hopes for all things, endures all things, and in Jesus Christ, cross bearers never fail. Amen.